God gave a certain amount of control to you. And he said to you, I will honor your faith. He didn't have to say that, but he did. When God decides to do something, he said, when I've spoken, I'll do it. Well, you know Wayne and I are sovereign at our household. If you come in and say, I'm just going to move your sofa, I'd say, which one? Wayne was in the furniture business for years, remodeling old furniture, reconstructing, and over the years I've collected a lot of furniture. But you're not moving my furniture. You're not in control there. I'm sovereign in that household, and unless I say, you can move anything you want to move. Once I say and I keep my word and I'm a person of my word, you can move anything you want to move because that's what I said. Now, somebody said in hard times you move your furniture. Did y'all know that? I read that. And you know, everything you read on Facebook is true. You knew that, right? So I have a house full of stuff. And I said, you know, if we have a down day, we're going to take the advice of Facebook. We're going to move the furniture. And Wayne, who is always such a smart aleck, said, which lamp do you want to move? None of the above. So shall my word be. If I have God's word, faith begins with the word of God. It begins with digesting the word of God. That's why we played those scriptures at the beginning and the end of the music rather than just at the beginning. We wanted you to have a chance to soak in those scriptures on prayer. It shall not return unto me void. Now, it's your words that's going to return it. You're going to take the word and you're going to return it to the Father. You're going to find out what he has said, what his will is, and then you're going to digest it and return it back to him. And he said, when you return it to me, it will accomplish, it will create, it will make, it will do. All of those words would be accurate. You notice it says it will accomplish what I please, not what you please. Prayer is based on the knowledge of the will of God. And it is, last week we covered it very clearly, I hope so. The Spirit of God, who makes us aware of the will of God and how to pray in every situation. Now I can pray the word, and God would even ignite my heart on a certain scripture, a certain word. One gentleman who has begun to recover. Well, actually, it was a lady, a friend of mine, Alabama. She called for prayer, and I notified the people that knew her. She no longer lives here. That knew her to pray for her, that she was very ill. And someone picked up the scripture, which comes from the Psalms, I will live and not die and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. Little did we know that she was at death's door and pacing through the door when suddenly there was a wind of the Spirit blew and she began to recover. It was amazing, amazing. And see, when you pray the scripture, when you pray for somebody, it's not pray as you please. You pray as the Spirit leads you, as the Spirit pleases, even for yourself. And it says, it shall accomplish what I please, not what you please, what I please. In other words, what is God's will? It's his will that you be healed. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's 3 John 2, verse 2 is only one chapter there. I wish above all things. That means it's a priority that you recover. So I've got to pray the will of God for you. And if I'm praying for you, if I'm praying for myself, that's one thing. I know this is the will of God. I know by Jesus' stripes I was healed. I know he sent his word to heal me. I know he's my physician and he wants me to fully recover. And he's working in my body now. But if it's you, I don't know exactly what you know. I don't know exactly where you stand. So I'm going to listen to the Spirit and pray as the Spirit leads, knowing that God wants you to be well, but not knowing if you know that. You see, so I'm going to pray the Ephesian prayer. There's one thing I'm going to do, that you have the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge of you, the eyes of your understanding enlightened. That's the eyes of your understanding enlightened about healing in this particular situation. Now look, it says, it shall accomplish what I please. It shall prosper the thing I sent. You know God sent his word to do some things? He sent his word to not just for you to read. When Wayne was in the military, he needed a new stripe on his uniform, and I didn't have a sewing machine. I couldn't have sewed if I had a sewing machine. So this little girl who's a lady who worked with me, her husband was military, and she said, I sew on stripes. I can sew on stripes. She said, I can sew on stripes if you will make me an apple pie. Well, I happen to know how to make apple pie. So I went to her house and I used her kitchen, and she's sewing on stripes and I'm making apple pie. And her little boy was there, he's about three. They had this big Bible on the bottom of a shelf, and he'd go over, and it was covered with dust, by the way. He'd go over and he'd go, "Don't touch." And I'd look, and I said, "That's the Bible." And he'd say, "Don't touch." Well, he's not going to be rooted and grounded. He's not going to be on a solid foundation. His mother obviously doesn't touch because it was covered with dust. And their foundation is going to be shaky. I've got to take time to ground myself in the Word, and so that when I pray for you and when I pray for myself, I will not waver. It says it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. All I have to know is, what'd you send it for?